Jane Lithgow. Local and live.
The Hit Mix. Welcome to Local and Live, and we're starting to see decorations going up in houses and gardens, and it's always lovely when you're out in the evening and the lights are on. Most of us do start to get really happy and excited in this run-up to Christmas, and I know one local fundraising team which certainly does, and it's the Dougie Mac Fundraisers. On Monday, I spoke to Nikki about Christmas Jumper Day, yesterday I spoke to Esther about the Santa Dash, and today a more useful topic. Today I'm speaking to Angie Dawson from the Dougie Mac fundraising team. Hi, Angie.
Hi, Jane.
You want to tell us about something which has been going on for quite a while now, and it's an amazing service provided to the people in the area, and it's after Christmas. What is it that you want to tell us about?
We provide a tree recycle campaign in January every year, so after Christmas, if people don't know what to do with their real Christmas trees, if they make a donation to our hospice, we will come along and collect them from your doorstep.
We do report on this every year. We remind people that it's happening. It's a fantastic service, isn't it? So how does the Dougie Mac benefit from this?
The Dougie Mac benefits from the donations that people make for us to collect the trees. We don't make any money from the chipping of the trees. All the trees are just chipped and go back into local greenland space. So we purely make the money from the donations that people make.
And many people, of course, don't have a real tree because disposing of it after Christmas is just too much to think about. They won't fit in your car, the needles are all shedding. So it's fantastic, isn't it?
I think so, yes. By the time you've got your tree in your car, you've taken it down to the local skip, and then you've gone and paid for your car to be cleaned afterwards. It's a lot less hassle to just make a donation to us, put it by your front door, and we'll come and collect it for you.
And it's brilliant. So this one does get booked up very quickly, doesn't it? When can people book?
Registrations will open on the 15th of November. Registrations are online, and they will stay open until just before midnight on the 5th of January. So there's quite a few weeks for you to get your trees registered with us.
And when will the collections actually be done?
We collect over the weekends, over 4 days, so we'll be collecting between the 9th and the 12th of January, along with our wonderful business volunteers that come and help us out.
And you know, it's always sad, isn't it, taking the decorations down, but just to know that the tree that's been so fabulous throughout Christmas for you, it's going to be recycled, and it'll also help a wonderful local charity like the Dougie Mac. It makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's nice to know that you're doing some good with your tree after Christmas.
What sort of feedback do you get about the service?
We get really, really positive feedback from everybody that registers with us. Last year, we collected over 1,680 trees.
Wow.
Over 4 days, which was absolutely fantastic. So it's a great service that we give to the community, and also our volunteers that help us out really enjoy it. It's hard work. The weather last year wasn't the best for them, bless them, but everybody really enjoys it. So on that note, if any businesses are listening and they've got any vans and any spare time over that weekend and they'd like to get involved, then please just get in touch with us.
The first thing people need to do, though, now is book in, isn't it? Where can we find more details about the Tree Cycle event?
You can find more details on our website, or just search Dougie Mac Tree Cycle. That will direct you to our website where you can sign up.
And there are plenty more things on that website, aren't there? More festive things?
Yes, lots of other activities for Christmas. We're launching our first ever Santa Dash this year. We've got Christmas Jumper Day. We have a Light Up a Life ceremony. We have our Christmas raffle. We've got an online gift guide and Christmas cards that you can buy in our shop.
So much Christmas on the website, isn't there? So thank you so much for speaking to me today, Angie. Have a great time, but be sure to enjoy Christmas as well as organising all of those post-Christmas tree collections, won't you?
Yeah, don't you worry, Jane. I'll enjoy Christmas before this tree cycle starts.
You take care, Angie. Well, that was Angie from the Dougie Mac. This week we've spoken to Nikki, Esther and Angie, and as well as all the rest of the fundraising team, they're always bubbly and bouncy all year round because the fundraising goes on all year round. But Christmas is extra special at the Dougie Mac. They do make it festive for everyone there. They certainly do put the festive fun into fundraising. And the Dougie Mac is, of course, such a fantastic local cause. We say it every time, we've said it every day this week. Most of us have something to thank the Dougie Mac for. None of us know when we or our families are going to need them in the future. And a prime example of that yesterday was the celebration of the wonderful, glamorous life of Felicity Rackstraw. You may remember that Flick came to the Hit Mix to chat about breast cancer and her own journey last year. That journey was cut short, and she spent time recently at the Dougie Mac, and apparently she had everyone in stitches even when she was in there because, shall we say, she called a spade, she was amazing, she was funny and just a lovely young lady. So we're thinking about her husband Carl and all the family at this dreadful time. So thank you to the Dougie Mac for looking after Flick. do have a look at that website, dougiemack.org.uk. Have a look at everything that's going on there over Christmas to raise funds. Light Up Alive, Christmas Jumper Day, the Santa Dash, the Dougie Mac local shops, the online shop, and of course, don't forget to get your tree collection booked in. Reduce the stress now while you're thinking about it, before you even probably put it up. And just a thought, how about this one? If parents, aunties and uncles, cousins, friends are struggling to think of something different to buy this Christmas, why not book a whole family into the Santa Dash as a group present? Whole lot of fun to be had on the day for them, and a donation to the Dougie Mac. Well, that's all for me today. Love each other, appreciate each other, and make every second count. I'll see you tomorrow.